The investigation into absentee mail ballot fraud in the 9th Congressional District race is not the first time Bladen County has been under scrutiny. One former member of the North Carolina Elections Board has told WFAE the state should have done more to prevent this year's controversy. And on Thursday afternoon, Democrat Dan McCready withdrew his concession to Republican Mark Harris in the race, saying, quote, "shameful criminal activity has taken away North Carolinians' right to vote." WFAE's Steve Harrison has this report.
People collecting absentee ballot request forms in bulk, filling in votes, tilting an election. These are allegations from Bladen County, but from 2016, not this year's 9th Congressional District race.
Our campaign received very similar complaints in Bladen and Robinson County about inappropriate absentee voting. And we raised this issue with the elections board, and it was with the media, and it was basically ignored.
That's former Republican Governor Pat McCrory. He supported a complaint 2 years ago that a Democratic-leaning group was running an absentee ballot mill in Bladen County.
It was kind of McCrory, just move on. This is not a problem in North Carolina. We do not have voting fraud in North Carolina, and it would have not have impacted your election whatsoever. So it's kind of sad that had there been an investigation done in 2016, maybe this controversy would not have been happening in 2018.
There was an investigation, but McCrory didn't think it was very thorough. That 2016 probe focused on the Bladen City Improvement Association, a political action committee that often works to elect Democrats. In that election, hundreds of voters chose the same write-in candidate for a Water and Soil Conservation District seat. The man who made the complaint about the write-in votes, with McCrory's support, was McCray Dowless, who won that Water and Soil Conservation seat. That is the same McCray Dowless at the center of 2018 scandal. McCrory believes those Bladen allegations from 2016 were a small example of widespread fraud throughout the state. The state board dismissed the Dowless and McCrory complaint, though it did vote to send the evidence to the U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District of North Carolina.
Basically, we don't really have a choice. We're not an agency that can prosecute.
That's Maya Cricker, a former board member who voted to dismiss the 2016 complaint. She said because the write-in votes wouldn't have changed the outcome of the water and soil race, as well as McCrory's race, they had to certify the results. But she said the state could have handled the case better to possibly prevent 2018's 9th District meltdown.
What we should have done was ask the staff of the Board of Elections to do PSAs on TV and radio.
And fast forward to 2018. Dowless is at the center of this year's Bladen absentee ballot scandal. Voters have said Dowless's employees picked up their finished absentee ballots. That's known as harvesting, and it's illegal. Dowless worked for the Red Dome Group in Cornelius, which had been hired by Republican Mark Harris's campaign. Today, McCrory points fingers at the Board of Elections, as well as state and federal prosecutors, for not doing enough. Joshua Malcolm, a Democrat, is the only member of the State Board of Elections who was there in 2016 for the previous Bladen investigation. Last week, he blamed state and federal prosecutors for not doing more.
That has repeatedly been referred to the United States Attorney and to district attorneys for them to take action and clean it up. And in my opinion, those things have not taken place.
Bladen's district attorney, John David, had referred 3 cases about possible fraud to the State Bureau of Investigation in Raleigh. One involved a political action committee Dallas found in 2014, Patriots for Progress. Another was the 2016 Bladen City Improvement Investigation. David recused himself from those investigations in a letter to the SBI in January. He wrote that Bladen County has a, quote, "troubled history of political groups exploiting the use of absentee ballots," and said those groups have tried to get him to hire them when he ran for office. Meanwhile, in 2018, little changed. Lola Wooten was paid $65 by the Bladen Improvement Association to get out the vote, according to the State Board of Elections. She brought 213 absentee ballot requests to the Bladen Board of Elections, according to the state.
Right. No, there's nothing wrong with, you know, you bring it in a request.
That's Prentice Benson of the Bladen Improvement Association. He says his group didn't harvest completed ballots.
That was something that we knew was definitely illegal.
On Thursday, Dallas Woodhouse, the executive director of the North Carolina Republican Party, didn't dismiss that illegal ballot harvesting occurred. But that doesn't necessarily meet his threshold for calling for a new election.
The collection of absentee ballots is not fraudulent. It's illegal, but not fraudulent. Fraud comes in when you manufacture, eliminate, or alter votes.
The State Board of Elections could decide what that threshold is. It has a hearing scheduled for December 21st in Raleigh. For WFAE News, I'm Steve Harrison.
And Steve joins us now. So yesterday, Dan McCready withdrew his concession in the 9th District race. What did he say?
He put out a video on Twitter Thursday afternoon that said he called it a, quote, shameful activity on the part of the Mark Harris campaign to hire McCray Dowless to do absentee ballots in Bladen County. That doesn't really officially change anything in the race. The State Board of Elections still will decide what happens next, but it kind of McCready had been silent on this for a month.
Well, right after the State Board of Elections refused to certify the 9th District race, North Carolina Republican leaders said there aren't enough votes at issue to change the outcome. Is that true?
Yes and no. It kind of depends how you look at it. If you get rid of all of the Mark Harris absentee by mail votes in Bladen County, he's still ahead by 485 votes. And if you get rid of all of his absentee votes in Robeson County, he's still ahead, I think, by about 259 votes. The question is, you know, were there Dan McCready votes that were not counted, that maybe were picked up by someone and thrown away or spoiled? That's going to be the big question. That's what kind of hangs over this whole thing, and that the Democrats are going to say this is just tainted beyond fixing.
Now, we heard from Dallas Woodhouse at the end of your story. He's the executive director for the state Republican Party. Did he give any idea of his threshold for evidence that would change the race or be a reason for a new election?
He did. Right now in Bladen County, almost all the allegations have been about illegal harvesting of absentee ballots. That's where someone goes and collects them after they've been filled out. There haven't been as nearly as many allegations about tampering or throwing away someone's vote. And in Woodhouse's mind, he sees harvesting as illegal and worthy of prosecution, but he doesn't view it as fraudulent. So in his mind, he wants to see evidence of votes being changed or thrown away.
What are others saying about Woodhouse's distinction between something being illegal versus fraudulent?
So I spoke with Maya Cricker. She is a former member of the Board of Elections, and she was on the board 2 years ago when it investigated a previous round of fraud allegations in Bladen County, and that was about a Democratic-leaning group. And in her view, a harvested ballot should really be thrown out because it left the voter's possession, and she said we have no idea what happened to it after that. She threw out this idea of kind of a middle step that the current board could take, short of calling for an entirely new election. She said that they could toss out all of the absentee mail results in Bladen and Robeson counties and then send new mail ballots to everyone who requested them. So she said you could have a kind of like a mini election concentrated on a few thousand people who requested those ballots. And we can imagine the crazy amount of scrutiny those people would be under in that scenario.
Thanks, Steve.
Sure. Thank you.
That's WFAE's Steve Harrison.